A bill aimed at helping dyslexic students in Wisconsin cleared a major hurdle last month when it was approved by the state assembly. But the debate over how to support struggling readers is far from over. The assembly vote revealed a partisan divide. Republicans voted for it, but more than half of Democrats were opposed. That division may continue to play out as the bill heads to the Senate and Governor Evers. WUWM education reporter Emily Files digs in.
Dyslexia is the most common learning disability, affecting as many as 1 in 5 people. Those with the disorder have trouble connecting written words to spoken language, which makes reading a challenge. Wisconsin's student reading scores have been stagnant for years, so Republican Representative Bob Culp convened a committee to study what the state could do to help dyslexic students. Culp spoke on the assembly floor.
Parents have shared the struggles they go through to help their kids get the help they need to read. And more often than not, the local school districts don't have the tools or the programs to identify or help children with dyslexia to learn to read.
Culp's bill would require the Department of Public Instruction to create a dyslexia guidebook that schools and parents could turn to for help. It would be Wisconsin's first dyslexia-specific law. But Democrats have some problems with the bill, called AB 110. David Bowen is one of the 10 Milwaukee representatives who voted against it. He explains why.
Unfortunately, AB 110 is a one-size-fits-all approach, right? That narrowly defines dyslexia when consensus has not been reached among a number of reading experts.
Bowen and some other Democrats are uncomfortable with defining dyslexia in state statute. They also don't want to exclude other reading disorders from the bill. Bowen's critique echoes that of the Wisconsin State Reading Association, a professional group made up of teachers and literacy specialists. The Reading Association is the only organization that formally opposes the dyslexia bill. Democrat Lakeisha Myers of Milwaukee also voted no, but she has a larger concern that AB 110 doesn't get to the heart of the issue.
I didn't want to just put my name on a piece of feel-good legislation.
Myers wants to focus on teacher preparation. She has doubts about whether Wisconsin colleges are giving teachers the training they need when it comes to dyslexia and reading instruction.
And I think looking at what was the larger issue was looking at how we train our educators to identify and then teach.
The word is get. Tap it with me. Here we go. Oh, Diego's ready to roll. Here we go. Get. Get. Let's tap it.
That's Jessica Matheson, a kindergarten teacher at Augustine Prep, a private school on Milwaukee's south side. Matheson is trained in a reading instruction method called Orton-Gillingham. Students are taught explicitly and systematically about the sounds letters make.
G-et. Get. Go ahead and write what you hear.
That kind of phonics instruction is supported by research and brain science, and it's especially useful for students with dyslexia. But the phonics-heavy approach is not the norm in many classrooms. Matheson says she didn't learn about it until years after becoming a teacher.
I started teaching reading pretty blind. I had a language arts focus in college, but was not prepared to teach a child how to read when I came out into the field of education.
And that's where Representative Myers wants to affect change. She speaks from experience as a former Milwaukee special education teacher.
You always want to try to do what's best for your student. And if I'm spending, you know, 5 to 6 hours with a student who's struggling with something, I need to know how best to help this student.
The bill currently being considered in the State House would create a resource for teachers and families looking for answers about dyslexia. And advocates say that would be a welcome first step. But the bill would not force any changes on the ground in terms of how schools identify and address dyslexia. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.